Okay, good morning, everybody. Shukra for coming. Before we get to the Parsha Shmuz, I want to say over two things before that. The first thing is that we said this morning, Hodu Lashem, we said, you should talk about all the wonders that Hashem does. So, the Shanabek guys that left enjoyed hearing my stories about Hashgacha Pratis and tramping home. The truth of the matter is, since Pesach, I've been driving in most days, and I've gotten a ride home most days. And yesterday was the first time in many months that I didn't have a proper way home. So I hitched from the street near Givat Mordechai. And I was, for some reason, I was just like, why am I doing this? And I cannot begin to tell you that, I mean, I've had amazing stories, but yesterday was unbelievable. And yesterday was like the one day I was doubting myself. I was like, why am I going on a tramp? I literally didn't even wait one light. Like, I got there, like, the light left. The next light, a guy was in a car. It was kibasu guy. Just didn't look like he was going my way. I was just trying to explain, like, anything he was going to go to my neighborhood. And before I even asked, right, his window was open. He said, Ramat Eshkol? I said, yeah. I'm like, this is unbelievable. And it gets better. I get in the car. He did look a little bit familiar. I'm like, where are you going to Ramat Eshkol? He's like, Mavo Timna. And Mavo Timna is the parking lot next to my house. He's the son-in-law of my neighbor in my building. I mean, it was just like, the one time I was doubting myself, I was like, he's obviously taking care of me. He's taking care of everybody. I was like, misspoke, and I've had amazing stories there, but this takes the cake. It was literally to my house. And then he tells me that his mother-in-law told him that she had a package for him, and he wasn't sure if he was going to pick it up today or if he was going to go and pick it up on Sunday. So now he knows why he picked it up on Thursday afternoon. That's number one. When wondrous things happen to you, you're supposed to say it over. That's what we say every morning. Talk about Hashem's wonders. And then I was learning last night, those of you that know, if you can sign up, I send out an Orchot Tzadikim Shir twice a week to alumni. Baruch Hashem, a few guys who listen. Baruch Hashem. And yesterday's Orchot Tzadikim Shanach Zari has quoted the following Ramah, which is so unbelievable. It's the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Hilchos Tzedakah. Now, we know the Shulchan Aruch was written for Halacha, not for Hashkafah. It's telling us what to do. But any time this Hashkafah, it's very powerful. Listen to this. Simen Reish Mem Zayin, Hilchot Tzedakah, Sif Gimel. Halacha. Now, it's not a Musa to say. This is Halacha. Kol Amarachim Al Hanim, anybody who has mercy on poor people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Merachim Alav. The Gemara tells us, Kol Merachim Al Briyos, Merachim Alav Min HaShemayim. Straight black and white in Halacha. If you have mercy on poor people, give tzedakah. And also, poor people, it could also mean people who need help. You help a guy out in the dorm, you help a guy out in learning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mercy on you. Listen to this. I've never heard of this before, and I was like, I'm blown away by this. And it's a struggle scary, because it means we really have to be attuned to the needs of others, but I think this is so important to live by. Listen to this. Says the Ramah, Halacha Sefer, V'yitin ha'adam el libo, a person should take to his heart, shu'mevakesh kol shah parnasasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yisai, the truth of the matter is, we need our sustenance from Hashem, and we need Him to take care of us all the time. Any penny we have in our pocket, no matter from your parents, we need Hashem to give us parnasa. Just like we ask Hashem, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Azos, we ask Hashem, please sustain us and support us. Kachu Yishma Shavas Aniyim. Just like we expect and we hope that Hashem answers our tefillos to sustain us, so too we have to listen to the people that are asking us to help them as well. And then he's fine. And then he adds on an extra thing that's also pretty scary. The truth of the matter is, sustenance is a cyclical thing that happens in the world. Some generations, there'll be wealth. Some generations, there'll be poverty. Some generations, wealth. Some generations, poverty. His child or his grandson, the reality is, says the Ramah, is that every single family, if you're comfortable and you have sustenance, it's only a matter of time. So somebody in your line, one of your descendants is going to be on the other end. And if we go ahead and we have mercy on others, then in tune, then others will have mercy on our descendants and our families as it goes on. Which is a very powerful words, but the point of the matter is that what really struck me is that We so want our Kodesh Baruch to answer our tefillos. Do we ourselves listen to the tefillos, so to speak, to the requests of others? And this goes for giving tzedakah, and this goes for, you know, in my, oftentimes also giving rides to people. Again, you have to, you know, you have to know in terms of, you know, picking people up who need rides or offering to do chesed for people. It's an unbelievable thing. If we need Hashem's chesed, and we certainly do, then we have to do chesed to others. So those are just two things that happened in the last, that I read, or happened to me in the last, 20 hours that I really wanted to share with you. Okay, next, Parashat Baal Oscha. And Alayna Shabbat, he quotes the Medrash. The Medrash tells us that Aaron was very, had Chalisha Sadas, he was disappointed, he wasn't involved in the consecration of the Mishkan. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, don't worry about it. Chayecha shelcha gdolo mishalahem. Your life is going to be greater, because you're going to go ahead and you are going to be lighting the menorah. Frek the Ramban, an unbelievable kasha. He doesn't understand. Aaron HaKohen, we know, is going to mock the Ketoris. He's going to do the Vodan Yom Kippur. He's going to go to the Fnaim of the Kodesh Kodashim. Is there not a greater Kiddush Hashem than doing those things? The Vodan Yom Kippur? That's not enough of compensation? That's not a compensation? That's not going to make Aaron HaKohen satisfied? What is going to make Aaron HaKohen satisfied? Not those parts of the avodah, but rather lighting the menorah on a daily basis? What's the pshat? So, you see there's something very special in lighting the menorah. So, again, I don't think this is the Ramban's answer per se, and I'm not sure. I think it's Zilberstein's answer, but he brings the Medrash. The Medrash of this week's parasha. What is the menorah? I'm not sure if this is the Ramban's answer. I'm not sure. I didn't look inside, but it's the Ramban's question. What's the menorah? So the Medrash brings down the following mashal. The mashal about a blind person and a person who can see. The person who can see guides the blind person all around town. He takes them around. And then finally they come home. And the blind person, the person who can see, turns to the blind person and says, do me a favor, turn on the light. And the blind person says, what? You want me to turn on the light? What do you need me to turn on the light for? This doesn't make any sense. Answers the person who can see to the blind person. Listen to this line. Amrullah Pikeach, the person who can't see, responds to the blind person. After he took him around, and finally they came home, the person who can see tells the blind person, turn on the light. Shalote Masikli Tova, Shayisi Milavcha Baderech. I shouldn't give you the opportunity to give back thanks to me that I took you around on the way. Lekach Amarti Lecha Hayerli. I want to give you the opportunity to express your gratitude to me that I took you around. Therefore, I'm asking you to turn on the light. Says the Medrash, Kach ha-pikeach zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pikeach, the one who can see this HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'asum el Yisrael. And the blind person of Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guided us through the Midbar. And he, of course, enlightened us. He took us out of Mitzrayim for sure. He lit up the Midbar the whole time. The Eish, of course. And then came and shaman our Mishkan, Kara Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe of Amrlo, Ta'iruli, as it says in the Pasuk, Bahalos Chasaneros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, I want to give you the opportunity to give back Hakara Satov. So what do we see from here? The menorah represents Hakara Satov. And therefore, which is an amazing thing, that as big as the Avodah Yom Kippur is, Lifnai, Lifnim, Kodesh Kodesh, the Ketores, the Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest, and this seems to be Pasuk Pshat. Why is the menorah considered to be the compensation for Aaron HaKohen that he wasn't involved in the Chanukah Mizbeach? Not the Avodah Yom Kippur, but the menorah, because the menorah represents Hakara Satov. You see from here how big Hakara Satov is. It's unbelievable. And I'm supposed to quote the story about his name is Rabbi Yaakov Ornstein Zatzal. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of a yeshiva called Masifta in London. When he was in London, when he was before the war, he had learned by the Tribune Rav. Now, when he was in London, he found out there's a list. The Red Cross had a list of inmates, of prisoners of war. You know, people in the Holocaust, they were stuck in Russia, and he saw the name Wiedenfeld. Now, Wiedenfeld was the name of his Rosh Yeshiva. So this Rav Ornstein, he said to himself, listen, if the person on the list, his name is Wiedenfeld, is my Rosh Yeshiva, so of course I'm going to send him food, we send him food to Rosh Yeshiva on a regular basis from London to Russia. But in the event that he's not my Rosh Yeshiva, so at least I'm helping a person who's another Jewish person. So for a long time, doesn't say exactly how long, he sent food to who he thought could be his Rosh Yeshiva. Anyway, years later, many years later, one day, Rabbi Ornstein gets a telegram in London. And listen to what it says. Hayom higati l'chaifa. Today, I got to Haifa. Toda al hamazon shishalachta, Wiedenfeld. Thank you for all the food you sent me, signed Wiedenfeld. Now, I think he did turn out to be his Rosh Yeshiva. Yeah. And what was the godless of the story? The first thing the Tribunal Rav did when he came to Eretz Yisrael to Haifa, he didn't put down his bags, it seems. He didn't go to find a place for lodging. He went straight to the post office to send a telegram to his Talmud, who was sending him food the whole time. You see, the Ikar is Hakar HaSatov, when you think about it, and also keep it out of aim is about Hakar HaSatov. How many times we thank your parents? Thank you for sending me to Yeshiva. Thank you for giving me money to spend. Thank you for a million things. Thank you for that I'm alive. And of course, one of the sodas of that, and when we realize you thank everybody else, ultimately leads you to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we realize the gratitude of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course, is going to spur us to really serve Hashem properly. And there's stories about Hakar HaSatov. They say over from Nosson Tzvi Zatzal, from Rosh Yeshiva Lemir, that any Rebbe his kids had, whether it's second grade, third grade, whatever it is, mamish mole Hakar HaSatov, just tons of Hakar HaSatov. It doesn't make a difference. It never expires. Hakar HaSatov is so huge. And now I just want to go digress slightly, because Rav Zilberstein also digresses. He says like this. He says, this is, you know, a little bit, once he's talking about Hakar HaSatov, he says when couples come to him for counseling, or they need eitz and shalom bayis, the first thing he says to them is, do you thank each other? Do you thank your spouse? Yes, you have all these tainas. Your spouse doesn't do this. Your spouse doesn't do that. Do you thank the spouse? And I think that can be applied to certainly parents or roommates or siblings or friends. Hakar HaSatov, right? It has the potential. Saying thank you has such power. He says like this, the reason why it's so important to say thank you to your spouse, right? And this what we think is small of saying thank you has the potential and the power to really create the foundations of an amazing home. He says two reasons. Number one, thank you is not a small thing, he says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as you see over here, decided to use the Hakar HaSatov as the way to comfort Aaron the Kohen for missing out from the Chanukah Mizbeach. That's number one. And number two, that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using number two, is that small things, I'll just quote it to you because it's such a big quote. HaMayisim HaKatanim Boinim HaSa'odom V'as Ish Yuso. Small things build a person and his personality. So now he speaks about the small things. He quotes Chaska Levinstein, the famous Mashkiach of the Mir, and Ponovich. He always speaks about the small things. And he says, you know what, so often we think, that, you know, it's all about the big things. It's about hearing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's about learning day and night. It's about learning Hasmada. It's about the big things. But says of Chaska, and also of Dessler as well, and many others, that no, it's the small things. You know, and I think it's poshut. I mean, l'havdil elf alfei havdalos, right? You know, sports marshal, right? Everybody gets up for the playoffs. Everybody's excited to play. Oh, then they the A game. But the truth of the matter is, they don't play every single day, day in, day out. And they don't do the small things during the season. They can't get to the playoffs, okay? It doesn't work, okay? It's the small things. But the small things, and also, it's 82 games. I'm saying, usually, it's like basketball or whatever. I think it's 82. I don't even know. I think it is. But I'm just saying, like, right? If you win it all, you win a total of 16, okay? The total amount of games you have to play is 31. I'm just saying, the point is that Lamaisa, it's not true. No, if there's 70, if you win game 7 every time, no, 7 times 4 is 28. That's the maximum amount of games you have to play. Never mind. Okay. Okay, fine. Beseder. But the point is like this. The point is that, you know, we always think that it's about the big things. No, it's about the small things. That's what thank you is. Having, you know, I was going to say emissive. Having real earnest, I think that's what I read, real sincere gratitude is so, on the one hand, so small and so easy, but it can literally change your whole personality and your connection to your family and to everybody around you. But all we need, and that's what they're all saying. What does it mean, small things? You know why small things are so hard? Because small things means you have to have it constantly on your mind. You know, for 3 weeks they try hard in the playoffs. What's the big deal? But no, it's something you have to do day in, day out, over months, all the time. Always keep it in mind. Right? Davening on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is huge. Wow, you can change your whole year. That's true. But can you imagine, it takes a lot more, you know, focus to always think about having gratitude to people every minute, every 10 minutes, every hour. And based on this idea, I just want to say something else I learned last night with one of the alumni. I started learning with this alumnus, Kids of Shulchan Aruch, and I'm just going to drive home small things, and it's already like hit me, and it's just a scary Kids of Shulchan Aruch, and it's something that we really should try to use. And this again, I'm switching from our Kor stove to small things. Listen to this, Kids of Shulchan Aruch. I'll start quoting it, and I'll paraphrase in the middle. Listen to this. Kids of Shulchan Aruch, Sif, Simen Vav. Ktsas Dini Brachos. Kodim She'ivarech, Eze Bracha. Anytime, before you start to make a bracha, Tzarech Das, Eze Bracha Shu Tzarech Tavarech. What bracha are you making? He's saying Bori Peretz, he's saying Asher Yotzar, he's saying Hamotzi. Kidei She'bishashu Maskez Hashem Yizbarach Shu Iker HaBracha. What's the Yoda Mas She'isayim? Before you say the main part of the bracha, guess what? The main word in the bracha is Hashem and Elokeinu. Don't do anything. I call myself out. We're all guilty. You know, we're wrapping our tefillin, making a bracha, we're walking around, checking our phone, what we're saying, Asher Yatzar. Can you imagine we're saying Hashem's name? You're saying, Adon HaKol HaYehovah V'yeh. Elokeinu means He's the All-Powerful, the Almighty. He's Mashkiach HaKol HaOlam Kulo. Right? Don't do anything else. Don't make the bracha fast. Do we understand how many more seconds it takes to say a small, slower bracha? Know what you're saying. How often, right? We're the tzaddikim. We're the ones who are actually saying brachas, right? So okay, we get an A plus and a check because we're saying the brachas. How much does it take? How much concentration? Again, small things. It means we have to focus a lot. Again, the more we focus on Hashem, the better off we are anyway. Okay? And this is what the Sefer HaChassidim says. When a person takes a fruit and everything like that, he has to have in mind that he's saying Hashem, Asher Hifli Chasdo, wondrous kindness that he gives us fruit and bread. And don't do it milumada, right? Without any thought. And of course, Navi Yishaya, which says that calamities and bad things happen when the brachas are said too fast. And at the end, what's just one more practical etzah? It says the Kiddush Shenarach, V'ro'i la'odom sh'yargez atzmo, a person should become accustomed, lomars ha'brachas b'kol ram. Say brachas out loud. If we say al milchi, how many people, all of a sudden, there's a famous idea. You know, everybody says, you know, once all of a sudden, they ask one guy to be motzi everybody else in al milchi, he needs a bencher. Every other time, he's not motzi anybody else, he doesn't need a bencher. I mean, seriously, it's a big, and we say it on the run, and we say, what do you mean? I'm a tzaddik, I'm saying al-mikhi, I'm saying b'ra nefoshes. Say it b'koram ki akom ora kavana, because when you say it out loud, it's ora kavana. So, you know, I didn't want to speak so long, but there was a lot to say. Number one, when if you open your eyes, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mom is taking care of us. And you just have to open your eyes. I couldn't believe it. Number one. Number two, this idea that if we listen to the calls and the needs of others, Kaddish Baruch Hu will listen to our calls, our tefillos, and our needs. And number three, this idea of Hakaras HaTov, this is the compensation. This is the way Kaddish Baruch Hu comforted Aaron. Not the Avodah Yom Kippur, the menorah, because the menorah represents Hakaras HaTov, and Hakaras HaTov is so essential. And Hakaras HaTov, yes, it looks like it's something small, but you know what? Small things make big people, and that's the reality. And what's an example of something small? Simple kavanah and brachas. It takes you an extra 2 seconds, 3 seconds. It's unbelievable. And then again, and this is what Dessler says, and he quotes the Altar for Slobodka and Reb Chatzkel. If you focus on small things, then your whole life is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And again, this is my big pitch. You can still have Olam Hazeh, you can still be professionals, you can still go to college, you can still go to work. But can you imagine what it means to be a full Ben Torah? You can do all those things. You're not giving up on anything. But if Hashem is totally in your life every second, the small things, then you'll live a life of ultimate Ben Torah, and you have Siyat Nishmaya, and you'll be Ashrecha B'Olam Haza, and Ashrecha B'Olam Haba. Have a good Shabbos. Okay. Okay, Josh.